From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Devin Nunes, Monday said he has seen no evidence of improper contacts between officials working on President Donald Trump's election campaign and Russian agents.
We do need to have some scrutiny put onto the Russian government, and we do need to know if there are any Americans that are talking to the Russians and anybody connected to the Russian government or Russian agents. But at this time, I want to be very careful that we can't just go on a witch hunt against Americans because they appear in a news story somewhere.
But the panel's ranking Democrat, Congressman Adam Schiff, said the investigation is far from over.
The committee has reached no conclusion on whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia, Russian officials, or any Russian contacts. Nor could we. We have called no witnesses thus far. We have obtained no documents on any counterintelligence investigation. And we have yet to receive any testimony from the FBI on the investigation of potential links between the Trump campaign and Russia.
Lawmakers in both houses of Congress are looking at details of the findings by the U.S. Intelligence Committee that Russia meddled in the U.S. election in an effort to help Mr. Trump defeat Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. Thousands of South Sudanese refugees have crossed the border into Sudan this year, fleeing famine and conflict. Jane Howard is with the World Food Program.
This is a man-made situation. It's really caused by the conflict that's been going on. Unfortunately, the conflict means that roads are cut off, we can't get access to bring people food, there's no food in the market, and really the whole country is sort of falling apart.
More than a million have fled the country since war broke out in late 2013. It's the largest mass exodus on the continent since the 1994 Rwanda genocide.